NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by Ford, with 50 new models for 1970. Ford is the going thing. Now with the news, Jeffrey Pond.
The effects of Czechoslovakia's new purge were felt today in Prague. The ousters of Communist Party and government liberals were so high-reaching that the cabinet had to resign. Two holdovers from Alexander Dubček's 1968 reform period survived, President Svoboda and Premier Čenik. Čenik will form a new cabinet, but Dubček himself may have lost his remaining slice of power, his membership in the party's 11-man presidium, although he wasn't mentioned today. The names of those ousted will be released tomorrow. A Japanese news report says the Chinese communists have set off their ninth nuclear device. There's no official confirmation. The test reportedly took place Monday. It would be the first since the Chinese tested a hydrogen bomb late in December. Fighting continued in the Suez region today. Cairo says Egyptian artillery fired across the southern end of the Suez Canal at Israeli positions. The Egyptians also claim their anti-aircraft guns forced Israeli attack planes to turn back. But the Israelis tell a different story. Details from John Masterman, NBC News, Tel Aviv.
Again today, Israeli warplanes attacked Egyptian positions along the Suez front, but the specific targets again were not pinpointed. The army spokesman said only that the raids were directed against military objectives in the southern sector of the Suez Canal and on the coast of the Gulf of Suez. All planes, he said, returned safely. As often in the past 2 weeks, since the Israeli commando raid across the Gulf of Suez, the army spokesman said the raids were made because of continued Egyptian ceasefire violations. One terrorist incident was reported during the night. A water pipe was sabotaged in the town of Parzon, south of Nazareth. There were no reports of injuries. The communique is reporting a bombing or two during the night and an Israeli air raid or two during the day have now become almost commonplace here as a nerve-testing conflict of attrition goes on. John Masterman, NBC News, Tel Aviv.
Gas explodes in a North Carolina armory. That story and more news after this from Ford.
Announcing a change. The 1970 Ford Torino. Torino with an all-new aerodynamic design. Changed by the wind.
Changes in the wind. Torino. Changes in the wind.
Refined on the racing circuit, Torino is what 1970 is all about. Road-hugging size, longer, lower, and wider. New power structure, up to 429 cubic inches of V8 muscle. The all-new Torino, changed by the wind and made to move.
Then we blast off to down all the bad vibrations.
Again, Jeffrey Pond.
Gas leaking from garbage used as landfill exploded today in a National Guard armory in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. 25 guardsmen were taken to the hospitals. The extent of their injuries isn't known, but some are said to be serious. 300 other troops had left the area just before the explosion. Today's Vietnam reports are chiefly political. Fighting has dropped off sharply. In Paris, the Viet Cong said President Nixon's continuing refusal to withdraw all U.S. forces will only intensify the deadlock at the peace talks. In South Vietnam, President Tu said that if the U.S. wants to pull out large numbers of men next year, it will have to pay heavily to replace them with trained and equipped South Vietnamese soldiers. More in a moment.
In these noisy times, quiet is valuable. Announcing quiet for 1970. 21 new big Fords, including the luxurious new LTD, with the largest standard engine, the widest tread, and the longest wheelbase in its class. The 1970 Fords point to the future with a streamlined new grille and a new space-designed front cockpit. But most of all, Ford is quiet. Take a quiet break at your Ford dealer.
A gang of young whites and Negroes attacked the football team of Nebraska Junior College early this morning in Topeka. The gang used knives, chains, and tire irons. They left one player in critical condition with stab wounds and broke a cheerleader's rib. The attack occurred when the Nebraska team got off a bus at a restaurant. They said two carloads of youths jumped them without any provocation. A relief plane with 15 tons of food has crashed in Biafra. Fire Church Relief Agency today confirmed reports of the apparent accident. It said the four American crewmen and a British flight examiner were killed when mechanical failure made the plane crash while landing. Once again, the hour's top story. Czechoslovakia's purge of Alexander Dubček's liberal reformers has reached so high that the cabinet has resigned. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford, with 50 new models for 1970, brings you NBC Monitor News. Some people pass the time on long auto trips by playing word games or the game known as license plate poker. Others listen to Monitor and hear games people play, played by Bert Kempfert.
Thank you.
Wind can do a lot of things to a car, and for it. Ford has just used the wind to design a totally new car. Introducing the all-new Torino. With a new aerodynamic shape, the dual result of wind tunnel research and Ford's experience on the racing circuit, Torino is a whole new class of cars. A totally new concept. Longer, lower, and wider than any of its past kin, this Torino was built for wind-cutting performance. You're powered by five new high-efficiency V8s, all the way up to 429 cubic inches of V8 muscle. Inside, Torino's more like home with new optional high-back buckets. But accelerate and you'll remember Torino's size, shape, and power. Torino, at your Ford dealers now. Torino, shaped by the wind.
Chief topic of interest on Monitor this weekend is fall and winter vacations. And at the moment, the subheading is Vacations for Single Girls. For some expert advice, we sought out the author of the Single Girls book, Stanley Miller Coy. And before you start complaining, what would he know about a girl's problem? Let me add that Stanley is a she, her name being spelled S-T-A-N-L-E-E, and with her, Jim Harriet.
Mrs. Coy, when a single girl vacations, isn't it really a manhunt?
Well, I don't approve of doing anything just a manhunt, because I think if your dividends aren't very high, then you're going to be disappointed in the time and money you've invested. But if it just so happens that where you go is a place where there are young men, sure, it's a manhunt. Basically, though, I think that you should do something that's interesting and fun for you, and if there are men there, well, you know, that's a nice dividend. There's so many great things that a girl can do that are imaginative that they don't think of doing. A friend of mine took a vacation to Mexico City and went on the bus from New York to Mexico City, round trip, about $130. And if she found a few single men in Mexico City, which I'm sure she will, it'll be a great bonus. But if not, she had fun on the way.
Where's a good place for fall and winter vacations for the single girl?
Well, she could always go skiing, of course, and that probably is, if you're interested, is one of the most conducive ways to meeting men and having a lot of fun. I did a lot of skiing when I was single and enjoyed it because I'm not athletic, but it's something that you can manage very nicely, and then you have all those great evenings in the ski lodge afterwards.
In a cast?
In a cast or out of a cast.
Does the single girl traveling alone meet people more easily?
Depends on her personality. There's a lot of advice given to single girls that they should travel alone and not take a friend along because they'll meet people more easily. And if you're outgoing and an extrovert, you probably will meet men more easily. But if you're shy, then you're just going to stay in your little hotel room and be miserable. And I think that you're much better along having a friend.
How do you feel about singles weekends?
Again, in the same light of not doing anything unless it's fun, I think that single weekends are likely to be a little bit grim, and they're usually fairly expensive. The exception would be some of these weekends that you can take where you fly down, say, to Puerto Rico, because then you're going to get your sun and sand and sailing and have fun, and there will be other single people along. But the straight single resorts, I think, can be awfully expensive and not very productive sometimes.
Do you need a spirit of adventure for some of these single outings?
Oh, I think you do. And probably the most important advice that you could give a single girl is that she's got to get out of herself and out of her apartment and out of her job and pursue her own interests and pick up new interests. This is the time when a girl is single that she has to go in any direction that she wants to. She has the leisure and she usually has the money if she plans her budget wisely. And so she can just explore all new avenues. One of the great things I think that a girl can do to meet new people and also to further her own personality is to take night courses, which are available in all large cities, all sorts of things, everything from art to psychology to the history of movies or whatever. And then also some of the church groups have very swinging singles clubs that have parties and go on outings, sports events.
We've been talking with Stanley Miller Coy, author of the Single Girls book. This is Jim Harriet for Monitor.
If by any chance you happen to be doubtful about Stanley Miller Coy's qualifications in this field, let me just add that she was so successful as a single while researching her book that she's now Mrs. Stanley Miller Coy.
Oh, moment you wake up, you are the victim of the noise explosion. Before the noise explosion disintegrates your peace of mind, you are invited to take a quiet break in the 1970 Ford LTD.
Hey.
Turn off this noisy world. Test drive the 1970 Ford LTD for quiet that's built in, not just added on. A new kind of quiet.
Georgie Porgie pudding and pie kissed the girls and made them cry. That's how it all began. For the latest developments in this story, monitor calls in Janice Harper.
Georgie.
Back. You can help New York State by being a helpful New Yorker.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
When you get a headache, does the tablet you take give you all the relief you need? Does it relieve the pain with its nervous tension and feelings of depression? No? Then you should try Anacin tablets. Anacin is a special fortified formula that contains the strong pain relief medication doctors recommend most for headaches.
Minutes after taking Anacin, headache goes. Its nervous tension and depression go. You feel relaxed.
Remember, Anacin gives you all the relief your headache should need. Hemorrhoid sufferers, don't think you are alone. There are millions, yes, millions of other people who suffer this painful distress, too. But fortunately, several outstanding doctors have found that Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids, except in severe or persistent cases. Yes, tests on hundreds of patients prove this so in most cases. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Preparation H.
Thank you very much.
Glenn Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Monitor music now, new by the Cufflinks, Tracy. The weekend world with Monitor. You know, if you're like me, you shine your shoes on Saturday night before going out. That's what the average American does, and that's all I am, just Mr. Average American. But how long before you have to shine them again? You want that shine to last 1, 2, 3 days long, and Griffin Paste Wax does that job. It's a combination of waxes not found in any other polish. You pay a little less and you get a lot more shine with Griffin. Griffin, the shoe polish used by so many professional shoe shine parlors. It's actually America's number one shoe polish. Use Griffin for a Saturday night shine.
And that's the attitude of nurses in the Air Force Reserve. They never stop. They serve their country 24 hours a day when they're on the job. And if you're a nurse, look into the Air Force Reserve now. Contact your nearest Air Force Reserve unit.
This is the place, the Fortune Phone Place. Weekdays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Mike Moss, WNBC News. It's 12:30, 72 degrees and sunny in New York. Tondaleo Jones is a blonde-haired, hazel-eyed girl. She weighs 30 pounds, is 3 feet tall, and 3 years old. She's been missing since Thursday afternoon. Police say 864-4600 is the number to call for persons who have information about the missing girl. The girl's widowed mother, Mrs. Helen Jones, lives at 533 West 133rd Street. She says Tondaleo was playing outside their home Thursday when she disappeared. Police are combing the Upper West Side, trying to find some trace of the little girl. The number again, if you have information about the missing girl, 864-4600. Revisions have been proposed for the State University of New York's master plan. The school's Board of Trustees proposes a new School of Social Services in Binghamton, another urban center on Long Island, and more educational opportunities for poor people. Governor Rockefeller and the Board of Regents must approve the changes in the master plan before they can take effect. A wildcat strike by about 2,000 New York telephone company installers, repairmen, and plant employees is in its second day in Brooklyn. Union officials reportedly are trying, without much success, to get their men back to work. The walkout hasn't bothered telephone service. The strike began yesterday in a dispute over wages for new employees. Members of other trades are getting layoff notices today because of the nearly three-month-old strike of elevator constructors. The walkout has left many high-rise construction projects without elevators. The city feels there's a fire danger, and so it has ordered 51 projects shut down completely on Monday. There's no indication that an early settlement will be reached to end the strike. In Suffolk County, a proposal is under consideration that may affect the county's representation in the New York legislature. Here's WNBC's Joe Rickert.
Suffolk County Board of Supervisors Chairman John Klein urged defeat of a proposal which would ban the local officials from serving on the new county legislature, which takes office on January 1st. A clause in the county's charter revision to be submitted to the voters in November would forbid town supervisors or councilmen or village mayors from being seated in the legislature. Klein said that councilmen could effectively serve on the lawmaking body because they have first-hand knowledge of town affairs. Because of their familiarity with the town budget, Klein said they could make a special contribution in the formulation of the county budget. Joe Ricker in Suffolk County for WNBC News.
Governor Rockefeller is at Camp David, Maryland today. He's meeting with President Nixon. Rockefeller and Nixon are discussing Latin American policy. The president has promised a statement on U.S. policy in Latin America sometime in October. Rockefeller made 4 tours of Latin America earlier this year. In some nations, Rockefeller was the target of anti-American demonstrators. Mayor Lindsay will meet tonight with Democrat Adam Clayton Powell of Harlem. Powell is considering announcing his support for Lindsay, but he says he hasn't made up his mind yet. Mario Procaccino isn't campaigning this weekend. His wife has a cold, and they're spending the weekend out of town. John Markey plans campaign appearances in Brooklyn today. In other WNBC news at this hour, the Czech Communist Party ordered the resignations of most of Czechoslovakia's government today in a purge of liberals. South Vietnamese President Thieu has indicated a large U.S. force could be withdrawn next year. However, Thieu says the U.S. must agree to South Vietnamese requests for arms before the pullouts. Hope has dimmed today for 74 persons reportedly aboard a Bolivian airliner missing since yesterday. A gas explosion at a National Guard armory in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, has injured 25 guardsmen. There were no deaths. College football officially celebrates its 100th anniversary today with a game between Princeton and Rutgers in New Brunswick. In other college football games today, Columbia plays host to Lafayette, Wagner welcomes CW Post, Gettysburg is at Hofstra, Boston College meets Navy, Army is at Vanderbilt, and Notre Dame is at Purdue. The weather, sunny and mild this afternoon and tomorrow, high both days in the mid-70s, clear tonight with a low in the mid to upper 50s. There's no chance of rain this afternoon. Winds are now southwest at 8 miles an hour, the humidity 57%. It's 72 degrees and sunny in New York. Once again, the hour's top story. Police are combing the Upper West Side of Manhattan, trying to find a 3-year-old girl who has been missing since Thursday afternoon.
Go north or south, go east or west, just get in your car and you'll head for the best. Wherever you are, you'll find Monitor.
these just a few of the things you can do on a fall or winter vacation. And you'll hear about many other travel activities throughout this weekend on Monitor. I'm Gene Rayburn.
Kerosene stove. Don't you have heavy clothing? And have you ever thought of what the rent would be in the winter? They probably let you have the place for nothing just to have you air it out. And tell me, where are you going to be able to buy that kind of quiet? How about this? Break your vacation up into little bits and pieces. Get off those endless highways that are so much of the same thing. See what's on either side. We still have some country left that isn't paved over. Look at all the places you can fly to in no time. Colonial Williamsburg, I recommend, and Sturbridge Village, too, and Gettysburg, and so many other... Oh, yeah, they're paved, but they're different, and they're interesting and amusing. Well, you say that you have to drive to those places. Nah. What you do is fly to the nearest airport and rent a car for the day. Saves time, saves money, patience, the whole bit, and gives you a change for a change. This is Henry Morgan, travel agent. Call me. I'll be home. Don't call him, folks. I know for a fact he won't be at home. He's out there in Los Angeles. He's taping some shows for NBC television. Incidentally, Henry, there's a tourist attraction out there you might drop in on, something called the La Brea Tar Pit. Very educational and very sticky.
Hey, just a little off the side, Tony.
Okay.
And leave the burns, huh?
Yeah, sure. Well, what are you doing with all your money these days, Jack?
Come on, you kidding?
Well, no new car, nothing?
Well, no, old one runs great.
Last time you were in this shop, you said your car was falling apart.
Well, it was missing like crazy.
So?
Hey, easy on the side, Tony?
Okay.
So I got a cat STP down at the station. I put it right in the gas tank.
Gas tank? I thought STP's for the oil.
Yeah, they got STP oil treatment, but this is different. STP gasoline treatment for the fuel system. Great stuff.
Yeah, it must be to get that thing of yours running good.
Really? Tell the difference right away. Smooth it out like I was rolling downhill with the engine on.
Now, come on.
No kidding.
Well, it must cost a fortune.
What? Everything's got to be like a haircut, huh? STP gas treatment got my engine running fine for only 65 cents.
STP gasoline treatment. You can feel the difference with the very first can. Ask Mario Andretti, Indy 500 winner.
Another music, new from Ed Ames, Leave Them a Flower.
I speak on behalf of the next generation, our sons and our daughters, their children to come. What will we leave them for their recreation? An oil slick, a pylon, an industrial slum. Yeah.
items you're preparing in advance is cold shrimp. An easy way to keep the shrimp cold without getting them all soggy and wet is to fill a plastic bag with ice cubes, put a rubber band around the neck of the bag to make it leak-proof, put the shrimp in a large bowl and place the bag of ice over it. Now, here's something that needs practically no preparation at all.
Hot dog, Armor hot dog. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dog?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, kids who talk, kids who be kids, even kids with chicken pox. Love hot dog,
Armor hot dog. The dog, kids, love to fight.
Now, another suggestion from the Oak Flooring Institute. For new home buyers, be sure your new home gives you plenty of decorating options. For example, buy a house with wall-to-wall carpeting. You may find yourself locked into a color scheme or furniture style that's not right for you and for your personality. Oak's natural beauty goes with any colors, any decorating style. You can even stain oak floors darker, bleach them lighter, or put color into them. In your new home, get all the options you can. Insist on oak floors. They'll be good for the life of your home. And at 13 minutes before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn again as Monitor moves along, brought to you by Ford. 50 new models for 1970, including the big Ford with the quiet that stays with you and the all-new Torino shaped by the wind. Ford is the going thing. And going our way now is Vicki Carr, Eternity.
How the sun is running out of the sky. Turn one more page now. Another day, another night, then another day. Melting one into one.
Only you understand.
on winter vacation travel this month of the weekend, but there are times when some of us travel for other reasons, which explains why I show up in Indiana suddenly.
It's halftime at Notre Dame Stadium, South Bend, Indiana. This is Gene Rayburn, and beside me is the going thing in college football today, Notre Dame head coach Ara Parseghian. Coach, what do you see ahead in college football?
Well, I think this is going to be one of the greatest college football seasons ever.
How would you like to pick the top 10 for it?
Well, it's very hard to predict who the outstanding teams are going to be. Each year, someone comes out of nowhere. From all the preseason forecasts and with all the returning lettermen, I would say that Ohio State should probably be the team to beat in our section. I'm going to anxiously await to see just who the top 10 teams are. I have my fingers crossed that we're going to be one of them.
We've seen a lot of changes in the game over the past 2 years. Have you seen any changes in the young people who come out to the game?
Gee, I really haven't. I think that the youngster of today is a pretty solid guy. I know that our own student body, I know all the banquets that I go to in our recruiting. Gee, I run into some great kids. And you don't read about them because they're good people. Football, like everything else, like automobiles, like everything we have in our life, has moved forward, and it's better.
Well, when it comes to automobiles, you probably do more driving in the course of your recruiting efforts than anyone I know, and I understand the Ford you drive is a favorite subject. Would you like to tell us a little about the 1970 Ford you just picked up?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm delighted to discuss my car situation. I just picked up my new LTD, and I can't tell you how delighted I am with it. It's a great automobile. The one thing that I know Ford mentions is it's a quiet riding car.
Right.
Now, I had the opportunity to drive my last year LTD a number of miles. I put about 20,000 miles in a car, and I did a good deal of driving.
Wow.
It's roomy, it's quiet, it really handles like a big automobile.
Do you see any special new features in the 1970 LTD?
Well, in the 1970, which I'm just delighted with, even though you may have a bench seat, you can move the driver's portion up and still the right side or the right half of the entire seat can be as far back as you want.
Pretty happy with it, aren't you?
The hood and the front lines give it a really big car appearance, and the grill work is just absolutely super. And looking at it, it would be just the way I would want it designed.
And I guess you join me in urging all your fans to see their Ford dealer now. It's almost as exciting as one of these games. Would you explain that triple option you tried in the first half?
What it amounts to is a combination of the old split T with a finesse.
Yeah.
They'll start down the line of scrimmage on an option-type play, but they will not block the tackle, and they will not block the end.
Oh.
Now, you would think at this stage that that quarterback is really going to get bombed. But what happens is the fullback will race right straight over the guard, and they'll double-team in that area. And if the tackle tackles the fullback, if the defensive tackle tackles the fullback, so the quarterback keeps the ball and options off the end.
Oh.
If the tackle chooses not to tackle the fullback, and the fullback is given the ball...
A little traveling music now for our travel-oriented weekends. Let's join Crosby, Stills, and Nash aboard the Marrakesh Express.
On the Marrakesh Express. Did you know we're riding on
to Marrakesh. It's best they're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh.
Unless you have an extremely powerful radio, but I do know you can hear us everywhere in the USA over the NBC station nearest you. Now, you know which station that is when you're at home, but to make it easy to find us when you're in another city or state, you should have the NBC listening guide with you. So write to Monitor, NBC New York, for your free copy and keep in touch with the best sounds in radio.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.